Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, along with the DOC, Richard Doc Walker. Until 4 o'clock, Craig Hoffman, AMAC on the other side over the glass. We'll get right back to you on the phones at 301-230-0980. You know, Doc, we're not alone in the studio. We've got a new friend. An oldie but goodie. You know who that is?
Oldie but goodie around here?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to...
There was no, once...
Oldie but goodie. I couldn't. Wouldn't be able to figure
yeah,
that
there
out.
There was once a couple of signs, and there was once a toy that you might get at McDonald's that was in the studio that was sitting basically on this bridge between you and I.
Oh, it's that caricature
of the
big guy.
Yeah, Grimace.
The Grimace.
Yeah.
Right.
Mets, you know, kind of came like a big Mets thing this year for some odd reason, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we had signs and, you know, we had a Grimace. Somebody, I think actually the late Pete Medhurst had brought in Grimace at one point. And a certain somebody got mad and threw
the
it out.
Sensitive guy.
Yeah. Very sensitive.
Well, okay.
Threw
I'm
it
not
out.
Allowed to mention his name anymore because
right.
he's highly... I've noticed that usually a person that big is usually not sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the biggest person that I've ever known to be sensitive.
Yeah. So anyway, in replace of that, apparently, you know, we have a listener, and I hope I'm able to say the name. I'm just going to say it. Adrian, in Florida. Okay, I don't want to give specific town, whatever.
No, don't do that.
Sent me a package that I walked into today. And I was like, what's this? And it says, enjoy your gift from Etsy, whatever that is. And it's got a picture of, Grimace. And then I open the package, and in it is a McDonald's toy French fry carton with... French fries.
I see. Very right? well done.
And look, we've got a new friend.
Okay.
We've got a new friend.
Now, is Mr. Sensitive, how do you think he's going to react to that?
Probably not very well. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. Maybe not.
Maybe you'll find out
maybe
tomorrow.
Maybe I'll find out tomorrow. Okay. But being that you said that's your favorite day of the week,
maybe
you'll find out as well.
It is. Well, you know, I'm not allowed to mention that anymore, so I'm going to just wait.
Wait, have you been censored?
No, but I just think that it's not – I never want to be associated with bullying.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not fair.
So you just want the offensive line to be bullies.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to be a bully.
In a football game.
Right. You don't want to be a bully yourself.
Oh, no. That's not fun.
I got you.
That's not fun. But I didn't.
I got you.
That is an interesting deal, though. I can't.
I just want to welcome our new friend to the studio.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Well, Lionel.
Lionel.
Okay. Let's name him that. Or how about L Train, right? We don't have to name him Grimace, right? Just the L Train? No? Lionel? What do you think?
I like Big L.
Okay. I can easily be convinced into that. So anyway, we want to welcome Big L into the studio. And if somebody throws it out, I'm going to throw them out of the studio, out of the second floor.
That's a gift from a loyal fan.
Yes, yes, from Adrian in Florida. So thank you.
I think he'll be, well, I don't know, I can't think for him, but he should be really proud. To someone, that takes time.
I think so, too.
It's very well
done. Very thoughtful gift.
Very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. So appreciate it.
First, I thought it was a bit.
Yes.
It's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
Real.
It's life.
Real.
Like, ball is life.
That's real.
This is life, man.
It's real.
This is life.
I like it.
Permanent, like,
I like it.
Like reinstallment, if you will, of part of the character of this studio.
Well, right. I hope the big guy takes it the right way.
What are the chances of that?
Slim to none.
All right. Let's get to Matt in San Diego. We were talking about San Diego before the end of the hour. Matt, thank you for being patient. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Matt. Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I know where I live, the weather sucks. It's 75 every day.
Yeah, that must be really tough.
Hard way to live.
Yeah, that must be really tough, Matt.
But we got a quarterback.
Yes, we do.
That's it. We got a quarterback, and he hasn't beaten the man yet, but I'm telling you, he looks like the man.
Mm-hmm. He is the man. He is the man. But now, what's going to be interesting is how much better can he get?
He can't get much better. I mean, he's good. He's solid. He doesn't look all fragile like RG Dutrois. I mean, he looks like he's the man.
What did you call him, RG the man?
RG Dutrois. That was a good one.
I'll wait on hold forever because, I mean, it's not like it's going to rain or anything,
yeah,
but
right.
He is the man.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about rain or bad weather or anything under 72 and sunny, right? Does the Odyssey app work better when it's 76 degrees or 73 degrees on a day ending in Y in San Diego?
I'm working on my suntan. That's all I'm worried about.
I got you. It must be a very tough life to live out there. Well, are you from here? Are you from here and you moved to San Diego and kept your Commander/Redskin fandom, or did you grow up there?
No, I'm from Alabama.
From Alabama?
Yeah.
How did you become a Redskins/Commanders fan?
Because everybody in the South was a Redskins fan.
Oh, well, yeah, that is quite South. I mean, I knew a lot of North Carolina and South Carolina before the Panthers came around, certainly, but I didn't realize that extended down to Alabama. Was it just from watching Doc and Joe Theismann and Riggo and Daryl Green win Super Bowls?
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious sakes alive. I saw a girl, pretty girl, walking into the, I got to go to Hawaii tomorrow, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, but, very tough lifestyle you're living.
Wearing a throwback. Yeah. Hey, Hawaii's not all it's cracked up to be, man. It's expensive.
It's still freaking Hawaii, man. You know, I mean, if you want me to bring you back to Tuscaloosa, I can probably. You know.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad I'm not sitting on the Beltway right now.
Yeah, that is true. Hey, Matt, when it drops all the way down to 68 degrees tonight, and you have to turn on your heat, why don't you think of us? Okay.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. You got the quarterback. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Matt, listening on the Odyssey app, because this just in, the Team 980 signal, radio signal, does not extend all the way out to San Diego. It extends a lot of places. It does not extend all the way out to San Diego. A great way to listen, if you're anywhere in the world, is live and free on the Odyssey app. And on demand on the Odyssey app. You got to help me out. Like Coach Sheehan gets a ton of downloads, which I'm very, very, very happy for. I have that inside information. A lot of people listen to Coach Sheehan on tape delay, you know, on demand.
Well,
right?
he's hard to get hold of. I mean, you got to get him anytime you can.
I understand. But I need the same. I need the same love, especially when Doc's here, right? Because the show gets classier with Doc Walker.
Well, that depends.
As opposed to some other days. That might be straight ahead. Let's get back to the calls. Let's get to, here he is, Paulie. Paulie?
757.
Hell to the W.
What's wrong, Paulie?
Hey, Mac Attack, man. I hope our buddy Matty Ice showed you where the gong button is at. You don't call it the Paulie button.
I don't know. I don't know if AMAC knows that just yet. I don't know if he knows that.
Russell just spent 10 minutes talking about a McDonald's Happy Meal. Wow, you must have been a real deprived child, man. But
very deprived.
Let me say this, man. You brought up earlier about the fumbles in that game. I didn't really want to go back, but I thought this was interesting. But the fumbles in that game, right? It wasn't about a coach, or it wasn't about the players. Well, it was about the players, but it wasn't just no one individual thing, man. We have turned the ball over 11 or 12 times in three games against Philadelphia. It was four on Sunday. It was 5-1 in D.C., and it was like 2 or 3 in the first game in Philly. So clearly, they had in their mind that we can get the ball out against these guys. So, yeah, I would say most definitely it starts with the players. But, you know, the coaching got to get 15-20% of that blame, too. Because if you play these guys two previous times and they got 7-8 fumbles, they clearly going to dislodge the ball. And that has to be talked about. And I'm pretty sure it was. I'm pretty sure it was ball protection. You know, every coach talks about that every game. But that's something Philly, that's a game plan that Philly had against us. Because 11, 12 times in three games, the average of 4 a game, that's not fluky or something that just happens. That's by design from the defense. So I'll say that, man. Yeah, definitely got to build up the offensive line, you know, and the defensive line, you know, because Jaden's going to be able to pick up play for the offense, no matter who's on the line or at receiver. But you want to protect your Ferrari, you know what I mean? But after that, the number one thing has to – get some monsters over there on that defense, you know, because that was the difference between us and Philadelphia. They were able to stop the run, and we were not. And because we moved the ball, throwing it against them, we just couldn't get anything sustainable on a running game, and they were. And if you look at Philly, man, you know, we're not that far away from them, roster-wise and all that. Because you look at it, the first year Sirianni, they went to the playoffs. Yeah, they knocked out in the wild card. Next year, they went to the Super Bowl. Last year, they got old. Let's be honest with it. They got old. They got old in the secondary. You know what I mean? Or I think Fletcher Cox, I don't know if that was last year or year before, but they was old on the line, and they replenished. That's why they got Jalen Carter and Jordan. You know, last year's draft, they went and got the two cornerbacks, plugged them in. You know what I mean? So they just retooled, and you've seen that from this year. And I think we're pretty much in the same position the Eagles was 4 years ago. Made it to the playoffs, and now we got a chance to retool in the draft. So I like our position. You know, I'm with you, Doc. I said it till I was blue on my face. You know, how many times you heard me say the offense was soft? You know, he said it's another word for finesse. Yeah, it's soft. But I said one thing about being soft is you better execute at a high level, or somebody's going to have to put their team on the back. And I think we got more of the latter when Jaden Daniels than always executing on a high level. But if you want to be soft like that, you better have the horses up front to be physical, because the game plan, to me, has been soft. I only went along with it because, you know, it was my team and I wanted success for the season. But, yeah, I don't like the game, the strategy of the game plan on offensive line. But, yeah, offensive line, defensive line, man, the fumbles was an Eagles thing that they, you know, like I said, 11, 12 turnovers in three games. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a great afternoon. Hey, Mac Attack, you sleeping, man. You supposed to been dump me. Hell to the W, baby.
Paulie, you actually put together a good call today. That's a change. We didn't have to gong him. A-Mac, you said you found the gong?
Yeah, I once he said, y'all going to have to tell A-Mac to find the gong, but yeah. I quickly looked for it.
All right, so you found it. So yeah. You had it. You had control.
Yes.
And you agree with me that it was too long, but Paulie actually put together a good phone call.
Was on point. That was impressive.
I mean, the Commanders turned the ball over four times the other day. Six times, including once on downs in the Landover game that they actually won. And so that's, what, 10 times? 10 times? Yeah, 10 times, and then I think it was twice in the Thursday night game. 12 turnovers, whatever it is, in three games. I mean, again, like, we could talk about the difference between their offensive line and yours, their defensive line and yours, their team and yours, their experience and yours, their home field and yours. The bottom line is, you aren't winning jack squat if you turn the ball over an average of, say, four times a game.
Amen.
In three meetings, period.
Amen.
I mean, that you know, somehow, some way, they're going to have to fix that. All right, let's get to where are we going here? I think Telly is up next, but on hold for a while. Tell, thanks. How are you?
Hell to the Redskins. Chris Hustle, DOC, what's popping?
What's up, Telly? You?
Hey, man, I want to give a shout-out to the squad, to the team, you know what I mean? They played their hearts out, you know what I mean, all through the season. To piggyback off of what Paulie was speaking about the offense, I think very well we could have came in to Philly, and we could have took control of it. The same way that they hit us in the mouth, and we had our first possession, I knew it was trouble from then. We did three passes off the break. And I'm like, yo, you hit us in the mouth, we need to hit you back in the mouth. We done seen this offensive line. We've seen this offensive line be physical. Well, through them games, when we was dominating all them games, when we hitting catch in the head as we implemented the running game. So we can't sit up there and say that, oh, that running game wasn't working that game when you don't even have that many attempts in the running. Especially off the drive, like first and 10, D-Rob goes in, he picks up 7 yards. You don't go back to him, but yeah, you go right back to the passing game. And it's cool. Like you said, yo, if it's working, hey, you know, I don't got nothing to say. You just proved me wrong all day. But sustainable to win that championship, you got to implement that running game and stick to it. And it's that mindset that you got to have. L to the Redskins, you be easy, bro.
All right, thank you, Tell. Appreciate you. As always, timeout here. Dr. Sabah next. Also, Mark as well, 301-230-0980. Our guy, Alan Lepore, just sent this to me. I didn't see this. An architecture firm has released a video of what potentially a new RFK Stadium might look like.
The Virginia
Pretty
Tech
interesting.
Is the dome?
I'm just getting a look at it now, so I'll have more thoughts on it maybe when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting. You know, and obviously, I mean, it looks like full steam ahead. I know our guy Eric Flack had a big report yesterday on how hard charging Josh Harris was. I know Coach Sheehan is already speculating now that the season's over, we're going to change the name again. I think the stadium clearly.
Well, the coach has insider information.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
I know.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
When he drops these nuggets on us and not full disclosure.
Yeah.
Because he's got access that we don't have.
Yeah, I mean, there was one time that I had that access, but
once upon a time, we've all been privy to situations that we no longer have.
320 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's keep it going on the other side, right here on the Team 980.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, along with the DOC, good to have you with us on a Tuesday afternoon approaching 3:30. Let's get back to it on the phones. And let's get to Dr. Sabah with us on a Tuesday. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm kind of under the weather, but I want to, you know, when I heard you guys talking, I was like, I got to take medication and I got to make sure I call in. So,
hang in there, Doc.
Use my voice.
You got a flu, cold? What do you got?
Is getting me.
You got a
cold and throat and coughing up junk. I got on some antibiotics today. Every time I take a plane ride, it gets worse because it's like French kissing 800 people. I tell you,
well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, Doc.
No. Yeah. Okay, I got a couple of things. First of all, what we need next year is Omarion Hampton out of UNC. He is, speaking of San Diego, the next LaDainian Tomlinson. You heard it here first. He's averaged 6 yards a carry on our sorry team last year, and he is the real deal. He is elusive. He's got deceptive speed. Everything looks easy. And I'm telling you, this Josh Allen ain't just a quarterback guy. Ask Buffalo, is it just a quarterback? They've had the quarterback for 8 straight times, and they can't win the Super Bowl. Ask John Elway. He was nothing without Terrell Davis. You know, you Hurts wins that game without Saquon? There's no way. That game would have been a lot different. The Jaden needs Omarion Hampton. And I'm telling you, we're going to be well on our way. And one last thing, the biggest thing I remember about the season, you know, Kevin was asking about, but I was at work, I couldn't call in, was the hurt I felt in my heart because I couldn't be all in. I had emotional impotence, and it kills me. So, Chris, I need our identity back because I wanted to go out and buy everything. I wanted to be excited, and I couldn't. And that's the biggest memory I'm going to have of this season. Thanks,
Doc,
guys. Love you.
Doc, love you, all too. Right. Feel better. I will say this. I will never trash talk Dr. Sabah, but her and Coach Sheen –
I know.
Are the co-presidents of the bandwagon to just blow everything up again.
Yeah.
It's
gotta be settled because it's
did you hear the audio that I sent you this morning by any chance? Of Coach Sheehan yesterday on the show?
I never miss Sheehan.
I couldn't believe the first day of the offseason we're talking about changing the name again.
We're never gonna be a superpower again until we settle this. Because we're fractured.
Yeah.
And that's prohibiting us from being
well, there's one simple
united.
Way to do it. For Josh Harris to do the unpopular and say, guys, listen, it's impossibly difficult to change the name and the identity of this organization again.
Do you think, was the name a problem with you winning those games?
No, I didn't even think about it once. I thought about football.
I'll ask the Giants guy. Did you sense anything? Did anybody ever mention to you about the name while they were winning?
No, I think it was all just as painful, no matter what the name was.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, as a guy who won a Super Bowl here.
Yeah.
Did they need a new identity to win games in Tampa and Detroit, or?
No, and as a person who represented the name and had great pride in the name,
yes,
it is an emptiness I can't even explain to you. Not to see the helmet, not to see all those things, but as it moving forward, to not be a part of pain for those that it creates pain for,
mm-hmm.
I'm good with it as long as we win.
See, that's a responsible, mature way of looking at it. Now, I don't care so much about the people that it causes pain for. I mean, I think they're being a little sensitive, quite honestly.
How would you say that?
Because a name shouldn't necessarily cause you pain.
But if you haven't been called out of your name before, I was not called my name. I was 12 or 13 before I even knew how I was to be addressed, because I was called so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very sensitive to being called out of a name.
Mm-hmm.
So how would I then turn and call someone out of their name? That'd make me a hypocrite.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
fair.
Never going to be. I'm always amazed at the people who get so indignant over it and have never been called anything other than what they really are. But that's their prerogative, and I don't get involved in that. All I want is a product that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even care. I'm so worn out of this crap that as long as we're good, I'm good. I just want to move forward so that I don't have 30 years of a fan base that's lost in the wilderness, that has no identity, that doesn't know what it's like to be looked upon as a champion. That, to me, is a sin. And I'm happy for these young people that got a chance to taste a little of this that we've had a chance to be a part of. And I don't ever want this to stop.
Yeah. I mean, I will just say this again, and I know people don't want to hear this. Like, I had no problem with the name Redskins because I looked at it as a football name and not as a racial slur. But I realize that's not how society defined it.
Right.
But that being said.
But you can admit it.
Yeah. That being said, I understood why they changed the name. And unlike a lot of other people that are ridiculous, in my opinion, the fact that Commanders was chosen and it's not what somebody wanted is not enough impetus for me to change the name again. From Redskins to Washington Football Team to Commanders to Armada to Spartans to Admirals to Red Pups to whatever. Because you ain't going to like that either. You're not going to like that either. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, the Dallas Cowboys have a new defensive coordinator. It's Matt Eberflus, a former assistant on the Dallas staff long ago and the former head coach of the Chicago Bears. He'll now join Brian Schottenheimer, who was officially introduced as head coach of the boys yesterday. Meanwhile, Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis said that adding Tom Brady as a minority owner is helping to replace the loss and the departure of John Gruden, who he brought back to the organization in 2018, gave a 10-year contract to, and then, of course, Gruden was basically pressured and forced to resign as Raiders head coach in 2021 over emails, of course, that he wrote that also involved Bruce Allen and others at that point in the Washington organization here in D.C. So there's that situation. Meanwhile, from hockey, the Capitals are set to take the ice tonight 33-11-5 are Washington after a Saturday night loss that snapped a six-game winning streak and a 12-game pointless streak. They have Logan Thompson now in the fold long-term. They'll take on the Calgary Flames tonight, 24-17-7. You can catch it 9 o'clock, 8:45, the pregame on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And here on the Team 980, following Craig Hoffman, but a little bit early at 6:15, the legendary Rich Spotkin on the call. Should be a good one at Capital One Arena, St. John's, and Georgetown in college hoops action. And that's what's trending. Oh, baby, yeah. This should get you fired up, right? Little jump. Hey, speaking of jump, Doc, are our listeners ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? What do you think?
Who doesn't want to go to Las Vegas?
Lost wages, but with a lot more money in your pocket. It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and, oh, by the way, we're not sending you there alone, $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You know when that
March
is, baby.
Madness.
Yeah. Hoorah. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app. Log in. You, of course, should have the Odyssey app. But in case you don't, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime that only once Doc used to experience when hanging out in Vegas with Coach Thompson. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Thanks to Craig Hoffman for running that promo read in and making it easy so I don't have to toggle back and forth to my email. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let me see here. Mark is in Chevy Chase, been on hold for a while. Mark, thank you for being patient. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. Just want to say way cool season. And other than that, it's off season now.
Wait, what is way cool season? I'm confused.
This past season was way cool.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha. All right. No doubt. And your girlfriend must be happy, right? In sort of a way. I know she was sort of rooting for the Commanders, but I mean, one of her teams with the Birds won. Yeah, there you go.
She was more depressed than me. She bought into the Commanders team. Oh. You know, going back. She's from the area. She can talk for herself. She's
now
right here.
Let's go Birds. Let's go Birds.
Now she's back on that gravy train. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm back on the bird.
I hear you. Well, you know, somebody's got to win the Super Bowl. And I have a feeling a lot of America is going to be rooting for the Eagles because they're tired of the Chiefs.
Yeah, that happens.
I just wonder what people around here are going to be doing because people are tired of the Chiefs. But, man, you can't root for the Eagles, can you?
I do. I root for our division. I think that the NFC East is still a dominant. I know the north of the NFC was pretty daggone good, but even if Dallas were in it, I still take pride in the fact that we're really only the only division that everybody has a ring.
So you'd be rooting for the Cowboys if they were in the Super Bowl?
I root for the division. I think the East is a beast.
Really?
In pro football. And that's so it's I don't root against. I'm not a hater. Why would I hate? We beat them all.
Yeah. I just, you know, you put a heavy emphasis so much on beating the division.
It is, but we've done it. Yeah. I don't do it from an envy standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't do it like most people in this town. They haven't done anything. No, we've done it. We've kicked all their asses. So I don't mind sharing in it.
We lost Mark, but I was going to ask him who he's rooting for because he's a Commanders fan.
I got
his girlfriend is
flags on my street of my neighborhood.
Really?
With Eagle Bird. My next door neighbor's birds.
No
They're
kidding.
All over the place. And they've had a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So I was there for them.
In Northern Virginia, not even in Maryland, which is, of course, closer to Philadelphia.
Northern Virginia.
I will tell you this, and this is going to piss off a lot of Commanders fans.
Scott Lynn, our old colleague.
Yeah, no, that's true. I can root for the Eagles. I don't know if I'm going to be picking them. I haven't made up my mind yet.
You'd go AFC against NFC? So you're not
no,
an
I'm
NFC
saying
guy.
I can root for okay. the I can root for the Eagles.
Yeah, I can too.
But I can also appreciate the greatness of Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs.
Well, it's about the three-peat.
Yeah.
In other words, yeah. Are you a hater, or would you like to see something that's never been done?
Yeah. I think on tomorrow's show, I wanted to kind of get into mm-hmm. this, and we're going to get into it with you, but we never got to. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to have a hard enough time. Like, people are different than you and I. Hard enough time rooting for the Eagles, division rival, Philadelphia, the fans suck, all that stuff. But
now,
I think also because they beat the Commanders, yeah, that it's going to be extra hard for people to root for the Eagles.
And it's not all their fan base. That's the thing I hate.
It's a lot.
I hate dumping them in.
It's a good portion.
It's 10% of the cowards that hang in a pack.
Yeah. Like the guy that, you know, was harassing Tailgate Ted on his way out of the stadium, up the steps.
Yeah.
The guy, I saw a video this morning, I don't know who put it out, that ripped off the Commander's beanie off of.
It's a small percentage.
A bunch of losers.
But not all of them.
No. I've never had a problem going
God
to Philly.
God rest his soul, the late, great Harry Callis. I've been to Philly's games. I went to Sixers deal when they played the Lakers. That was a mistake, but I did it. They are a group, great deal of pride. If they're cheering for you, you'd love them. It's just when they cross the line. You cross the line when you break Chief Z's leg. When you go after women and children, you cross the line, and they don't mind crossing that. But it's not all of them. It's just a few idiots. And when they had that jail in the old vet, that's when they made the mistake. They made it comfortable for them, and it's never ever been corrected.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I tell you what. Normally during this spot, we do clean up on aisle three. Uh-huh. However, I want to get one more call in, and then I want to read a series of tweets, if you will, or X posts, or Twix posts, as some people are now calling it, from Athens and Annapolis and Dr. Sabah, and they are conspiring to gang up on me.
No way.
Along with Kevin Sheehan.
No way. Yeah.
So we're going to grab
two of my favorite people.
We're going to grab Chris in Maryland, okay. And then we're going to sort of do a modified version of cleanup on aisle three.
Now, who's on the show with you tomorrow? What's his name?
I don't know.
Chris.
I forgot his name.
Who's on tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look look up in the schedule.
Text me,
what's
let
up,
me
Chris?
Know.
Okay. How are you, pal?
I'll be on tomorrow if you want me to, Doc.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, listen.
You know, listen, that would be better than the alternative. That would be better than the alternative.
Hey, listen, I actually think you do a good job, Chris, man. You know, they give you a hard time, but you're only speaking, you know, you're speaking from, you know, how you feel.
I appreciate that.
So everybody's allowed to voice their own opinion.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Doc, I'm the Falcons fan. Listen, you almost had me, man. You almost had me. But look, this is what I did do. I allowed my kids, my two boys, I allowed them. Like, I bought them Commander shirts. They wore them to school and everything. I allowed them to wear it the Week of the Lions. I allowed them to wear it. Listen, I'm trying it, man. I'm trying something new.
Okay.
But I really think that the Commanders are in great shape. I'm not a hater or anything. I think this team's in great shape. They're going to be good for a long period of time. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of Dan Quinn history. Listen, Dan Quinn, second year in Atlanta, went to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say he has hit all the inputs on drafting, but he drafts pretty well. So I say be patient. Don't go out there and spend an abundant amount of money. But I also say draft in your division. You know, Eagles is the top dog in your division. You need to get bigger on your defensive line. I mean defensive ends. You need defensive ends that 295 pounds, 275 pounds that can rush the passer and defend. You need to get better on your defensive line, and you need to get better on your offensive line. Don't go out and spend all that money on T. Higgins. You know, like, you could get a good wide receiver, but I don't believe in spending all that money on wide receiver. I believe you got to get better in the trenches, offense and defensive line. That's what Philadelphia Eagles are good at,
mm-hmm.
offensive line, defensive line. You got to go chase them. You got your quarterback, just like the Eagles had when they had Jalen Hurts. They had him on their rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
They built around him. Look at everybody on their offensive line. They built around him. They plugged in pieces like, look, the Jets got rid of number 77, Mekhi Becton. Look, he turned it to be pretty decent for them. So you don't have to go out there and spend an abundant amount of money. You can plug in pieces that fit your system. You got a great culture that's going on. And just keep on doing that. I mean, the city, they should be excited for what they got going on because you got a quarterback. You got a coach that players love to play for. You guys Like, this guy should be happy this year, man.
I appreciate it, Chris. You're right. And we talked about that throughout the show. Chris is always a good call. Falcons fan, kind of frustrated, but always a good call.
You know, they're frustrated. Have they been to the Super Bowls since DQ left?
No. No.
They've been garbage since he left. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love it how cocky they are. Well, they disappointed. Okay. All right.
We talked about, again, offensive and defense. That's how we started the show, right? Yeah. I think one thing that struck me, I'll real quickly tell this story. Adam Peters, after several wins this year, sat with or first visited the offensive line in their section of the FedEx Northwest Stadium locker room. And after they clinched a playoff berth, he did a little bit more than just sit with them. If you smell what I'm cooking that I can't say on the radio, okay? I think Adam Peters understands that he's got a good group there, a solid group. They need to get better, and he's not afraid to make them better and to help them out and to support them, especially because we don't know if Sam Cosmi is going to be Sam Cosmi when he comes back. We don't know if he's going to be inactive for the first couple of games on PUP or whatever. We just have no idea. So I think offensive line and defensive line are priority one and 1A. I just don't know which way they will attack it, whether it'll be largely one group in free agency or the other.
Let you know a little secret.
We'll see.
It doesn't matter what they want. It's who becomes available.
Well, that's
true. You don't
true.
Go in saying, I want off. It comes up who the hell's available.
Right, but they have to have a philosophy.
It don't matter.
But they
philosophy. No. If the best player in the country is the defensive guy available, that's who you take.
But free agency is first, Doc. You get to choose a little bit more.
Then you got to go to Cleveland. There ain't that many people that can change it. There's only three of them. If one of those guys is number 95 from the Cleveland Browns, it's a no-brainer.
Those guys don't come around very often.
But you got money, you got a need, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
There was a report out there that the Browns are not going to trade Myles Garrett
this offseason. And if there was a report that they were going to trade him, I would not believe it.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Everybody's lying now, Chris.
That's fair. Coming up, dum-dum of the day. Oh, yes, wait until you hear about this. Druggy dum-dum. All right, wrapping up shop here on a Tuesday. Craig Hoffman coming up next. He'll take you until 6:15, Georgetown St. John's at that point. You know what time it is, right? How we like to wrap up the show with a little bit of laugh and a shake of the head? Yeah, sure. It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day. So I found this in the New York Post. Yes, Mr. Voice Guy, it is, of course. Drug kingpin arrested in the UK. Why, you might ask? Because his hot-ass wife, and she is a smoke show, posted lavish vacation photos online, which gave away his location.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. 43-year-old Luis Manuel Picado Guerrabaja was arrested at a London airport over the holidays. He was accused of shipping cocaine from Limon, Costa Rica to the U.S. He goes by the alias Shock. He was wanted by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for several months for his alleged involvement in international drug trafficking. So what did his wife do on this wonderful vacation of theirs? Well, she's in a bikini. She is dressed to the nines. Let me just say that. She's got big parrots or parakeets or whatever. She's on the beach, on her knees, taking pictures and giving their location out. Yes, because parakeets. She posted it on social media.
Parakeets.
So apparently they rarely travel together. The alleged drug kingpin had purchased $20,000 worth of plane tickets to fly his wife and family to Europe. And then he was arrested because, again, she put the pictures on her Instagram account.
You got to love social media. Parakeets.
Parakeets. It led to a drug kingpin getting arrested. Now, listen. Drugs are bad. I don't want to mess with anybody. I don't want anybody coming after me. But how dumb do you have to be? If you're the hot wife of a drug lord, honey, no better. I mean, you're living the lifestyle. What do you think? Your man's working for it? You think he's earning it? You think he's out there 9 to 5 in it?
Oh, you want her to think, too. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. That's dumb of the day. All right, good job out of AMAC today.
Oh, he's talented. He's talented.
Not bad. Very talented. You've trained him. You've trained him well.
No. He's on his own. He's good. Yeah, I still think we got a shot at him, but I'm gonna hold back.
You
want to
reel him in a little bit
after the draft? I'm gonna wait till after the draft.
I thought we gave up on it.
We did okay today. Thanks to everybody who called in, listened, part of the show, listening live, listening on demand on the Odyssey app. Go check out the Sin City contest that we have.
Back to Dr. Sabal
on the Odyssey app. Oh, I forgot.
Gotta get back, Dr. Sabal.
My goodness, Athan wants to be the vice. If Sheehan and Dr. Sabal, the co-presidents of the Change the Name Club,
yeah.
Athan and Annapolis wants to be the vice president. And somehow they actually like me despite my terrible opposition to wanting to change the name to Commanders, from Commanders again. All right, anyway, we got to go. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow at 1. Max. We'll see if anything else Max. Gets dragged into the studio tomorrow Max. Afternoon besides Max on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.